Welcome into John Field Gymnasium. It is game four on the schedule for the BSN shootout here at Galesburg High School. It's game three on the Prairie Radio Sports Network as the Monmouth Roseville Titans boys and girls, our other two teams that we normally carry here on the PRSN, got wins today. It's the Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball team's turn to get a W here. I'm Sean Temple with Jimmy Carr on the Office Specialist pregame show with locations in Galesburg and Kewaunee, providing solutions for your business. Office Specialist online at osi.biz. It's the Streak's turn to take the floor, Jimmy.
Yeah, it is. And coming off of this loss, what they sustained at Moline, this would be a good game for them to bounce back on. They would be considered the favorite, although when you're playing against a Division One recruit who's 6'3" tall and heading to Arkansas, anything can happen. But I think the big question is how much do they play with her and how much does she involve herself with the offense.
The Streaks are 21-6 overall as Stillman Valley comes in at 14-7. The Streaks coming off a rough game on Thursday at Wharton Fieldhouse against the Moline Maroons in Western Big Six Conference play. Got off to a great start. 17-2 run, put them up 20-9, and then it was all downhill from there.
Yeah, it really was. The kids, I thought it was going to be a pretty good game for the Streaks. At Wharton Fieldhouse, they seemed very relaxed. They shot the ball well in that first quarter. And getting that 17-6 lead, I thought, boy, it's on their way. But then in the second quarter, we could only come up with 3 points. And they gave up 17 to them. And it was that was the game right there. Trying to come back on their home court was just too tough for us. But this is a good game to bounce back on. Non-conference game. The season is getting ready to wind down now, so I think the schedule really helps the Streaks.
What a great day of basketball here at the Galesburg BSN Shootout. I've been here all morning. Monmouth Roseville girls defeat Erie 63-31. The Byron girls, the number one team in Class 2A, defeat the number three team handily, 64-39. What a fantastic ball club that Byron team is.
Yeah, I wish I would have been out here to see them. But you know, Sean, this is a good shootout. The MLK tournament, Coach Reynolds brings in some outstanding teams, but it's not that well attended. We hope that the attendance increase there because they're missing some good basketball. But this shootout, they bring in the smaller schools combined with the bigger schools. The smaller schools are going to bring fans. And we've had some good fans, at least when I've been here, we've had some good attendance. And that's what I like about this tournament. When you got the combination of the smaller schools and the bigger schools, your attendance is certainly going to be much better.
Yeah, talking to head coach Evan Massey, you'll hear in the pregame interview, he's happy so far. And we're only about halfway through the shootout here. He's very happy with the crowds. And again, you invite a little local flavor in, and the parents and the fans will come.
Absolutely. And the Monmouth, and I got to start calling Monmouth Roseville, the Titans, and I love that name, that name, the Titans. Coach Grant, that was a good ball game. He played here against Byron. They showed what they can do. They are a good first time I had a chance to see them, and I was impressed with them.
59-53. They get a win over 17-6 Byron in the game immediately before this one. All right, we'll come back with our OSF St. Mary Medical Center pregame coaches interviews, providing patient-focused care that exemplifies individuality and hospitality for all they serve. OSF St. Mary, a cornerstone of the Galesburg community since 1909. Jimmy, you got a chance to talk to head coach Bobby Mellon of the Stillman Valley Cardinals.
Yes, his dad is his number one assistant, Bob Mellon, and he's an interesting guy. He loves his community up there. Hadn't been on the radio too much, but really a down-to-earth team. I watched them warm up at the half of the Monmouth game, and they're a little different. The way they act, they approach the game, and that's all the kids. But they're a smart team. Their average GPA is 3.7, they were saying, and it's a heck of a high school, but it is a little different.
We'll come back with those interviews in 30 seconds right here on Oldies 1590 WAIK. Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium as we're getting ready to announce the starting lineups. So it's time for our Car-Mark Tire and Auto Keys to the Game. They pride themselves on timely repairs and a knowledgeable staff and 100% customer satisfaction. ASE certified and a Napa Auto Center. Car-Mark Tire and Auto. Jimmy, keys to the game.
Play within ourselves. This is a team that even Coach Massey, I don't think, knows that much about. And he scouts extensively and gets films on them. But this is a team, though, that centers around one girl. And how well she plays will dictate our game and how what we will do defensively. But we don't want to overdo things because our skills should be better than the other four. So we want to make sure we get that job done and not overdo it.
Let's get to our Midwest Bank starting lineups. Midwest Bank investing in you, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. First for the Stillman Valley Cardinals at 14-7, head coached by Bobby Mellon. Anna Broski, a 5'10 junior, averaging 10 points a game. Alexa Ballard, a 5'8 senior, averaging 7.3. Maris DeLeo, a 5'8 senior, averaging 9.6. Grace Tim, a 5'10 senior, averaging 9.1. And the Arkansas product, Macy Weaver, a 6'3 senior, averaging 14.2 and hauling down 13.5 rebounds a ball game. That's pretty much a double-double every night for Miss Weaver.
Yeah, see, I watched her warm up, and she's very comfortable with the ball. I did notice that, the way she dribbles the ball, even warming up. Her range, she goes from about 10 feet in when she's warming up. So, you know, she can play. She wouldn't be heading to Arkansas if she didn't, if she couldn't play. Vanessa, I know you're happy that she will be a Razorback.
That's right. She's right now at home going, woo, pig suey. For the Galesburg Silver Streaks, they'll start Kylie Townsall, a 5'6 senior. Also, Kayla Townsall, her twin sister, another 5'6 senior. Andrea Sampson, a 5'6 sophomore. Sage Milroy, a 5'7 senior sharpshooter. And Ellen Junk, a 5'7 senior. As the teams take the floor. It's going to be Kylie Townsall, all 5'6 of her, jumping against the 6'3 Macy Weaver. And not bad by Kylie.
Yeah, Kylie not got up there all. A little bit, got up around her wrist. Not bad.
Cardinals win the tip. Driving in the lane, it tipped away from her. That was Alexa Ballard driving in. Good defense by the Streets.
Yes, it was. She was looking down at the ball when she was dribbling, and we just took it away from her.
Kayla Townsall in the corner to Sampson, the sophomore three-pointer on the way. No good. Tipped out by Weaver. To Kayla Townsall, bad pass, trying to find her sister on the baseline.
Yeah.
Picked off by Weaver.
Ellen did her job, tipping the ball to Kayla, but then Kayla made a bad pass.
On the block. Shot taken by Grace Tim, blocked by the Streets. The 5'10 Tim gets her shot blocked. Still scoreless, 7:20 to go, first quarter. Left wing, Sage. Milroy in the corner to Kylie Townsall. Back out to her sister, Kayla. Milroy, little curl cut back to the corner. Kayla Townsall will reverse it to the right side now with Sampson. 2-3 zone by the Stillman Valley Cardinals. This will be good practice for the Streaks heading down the stretch.
It really will. This game is good practice for the Streaks.
Jumper no good by Kylie Townsall from the free throw line. And Miss Weaver pulled down the rebound. Not the last time we're going to say that, probably. Over the timeline from the Cardinals. It's Maris DeLeo. It's the basketball to Ballard. Gives it up. Shot no good by Weaver. Pulled down by Sage Milroy.
Good job by the Streaks and surrounding that basket. I'm sure Coach Massey preached on blocking out in this ball game.
Milroy in the corner to Sampson. Dangerous pass. Left wing. Kayla Townsall. Her sister Kylie at the free throw line. She'll go up strong. No good. Rebounded by Grace Tim.
I think Kylie shot that ball thinking, where is the 6'3 girl? Because Kylie can make that shot.
Well, if we concentrate on Weaver too much, Grace Tim, wild shot thrown up there by Maris DeLeo. This Grace Tim averages 9 points and 11 rebounds herself. So
yeah.
Kick inside out to Sampson. Corner three, no good. Back iron. Comes back towards her, but no follow on the shot by Sampson. Rebounded by Weaver.
And Andrea has been following her shot. She shoots it up there, and she generally gets a big bounce where it comes back at her, and she does a good job following it.
She's been so timid with the shot lately. I hope she really gets some shots to the rim tonight.
Yeah. She can shoot it, but I think now she's struggling with it where she lost her confidence in her shot.
2-3 zone, non-conference game at home. This will be a perfect time for Andrea to kind of get on track here. Streaks with the basketball off a rebound off a missed shot by Stillman Valley. That one jumped top of the key. Has to give it up to Milroy. Now they swing it to Kylie Townsell. Her shot no good from the left, just off the left of the...
Now we got to get the shooter some touches, though. She's open, and I'm speaking of Sage Milroy, but she hasn't even looked at the basket to take a shot. She's getting her other teammates involved, but we got to get her involved also.
Well, I'm watching the battle between Ellen Junk and Macy Weaver right now. Ellen Junk at an entire 5'7", leaning on Macy Weaver in the paint.
Yeah. And now Ellen's out, and Emily Miner's in. And Emily's a little taller and certainly a little stronger.
Yeah, and she, every now and then you see Emily playing with a chip on her shoulder. That's what it's going to take against Weaver today.
Yeah.
Top of the key, Kylie Townsell playing catch with her sister, Kayla. Milroy on the left wing. Now they get a post touch to Miner. Back out top of the key. Three on the way. Good. Megan Lingefelder.
Yeah. That shot has been there, and Coach Massey now has got someone that her shot is back. Lingefelder's shot is back now, so you'll see her, I think, put some balls in the basket.
First points of the game scored by Lingefelder. It's 3-0, but on the offensive end, Stillman Valley gets a post touch to Macy Weaver, and she's fouled.
I watch Macy Weaver warming up, and that's what she likes to do, get down low as possible to the basket and try to receive a pass from her teammates.
Minert gets the foul. That's her first of the ball game. At the free throw line is Weaver. First free throw is good, so now the Cardinals are on the board. Second free throw, back iron, gets the shooter's touch. Hits them both. 3-2 now. Streak still leads Stillman Valley with the basketball. Kayla Townsell over the timeline. Still a 2-3. Or is it? No, they've switched up to a man-to-man now. Stillman Valley has gotten out of the zone.
No, it's still in the zone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
2-3
zone.
Kind of a matchup here that was just kind of just a straight 2-3. Mm-hmm. Now it just seems like they're following. Or is it a box and one? Are they following Sage everywhere?
They know Sage can shoot it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a shot that Emily just can't get away. The 6'3 Macy is really going to block that shot, which she did.
Tried to take it up on Weaver and gets it blocked. So the Cardinals pick up the loose ball, and now a steal by Kylie Townsell. Gets it to Milroy over the timeline. 3:30 to go. Milroy long three on the way, just short. Kylie Townsell goes up for the rebound and can't quite get it, but does poke it out of bounds.
Now, Sage haven't had a good look, but that time she decided to shoot from the pros range.
She had that look like, this is going up next time I touch it. I'm not totally uncomfortable with taking that NBA shot, but
not from her. But
she just looked like she had that look like she was going up regardless.
She'll get a better one. Now we have Emily Miner in now with Milroy. I mean with Miner.
Kayla Townsell picks up a blocking foul. And is that going to be a shooting foul? Yeah, they're going to call that a shooting foul. She fouls Maris DeLeo.
Well, they may call it on the floor, but they called a shooting foul.
She was riding her all the way from the free throw line. I thought they might get that whistle came early. I don't know. Are we going to talk about this, whether it was on the floor or not?
Huh, it didn't?
No. All right. No, yeah, they're good.
There we go.
That was early.
Yeah. One official ruled the other one off and corrected the call.
Now, in the NBA, that definitely would have been a continuation. Yeah. But and now, getting Stillman Valley's head coach, Bobby Mellon's getting the explanation.
Yeah, that's why they held up play. He wanted some clarification.
Driving in the lane, but cut off was Grace Tim. Has to give it up to the corner to Bros Tabrowski. It's tipped away from her, but she regathers.
They really have trouble handling the basketball against our pressure.
Weaver gets a touch in the post, but kicks it to the corner. Now she resets against Miner. Boy, she is really banging on Emily down there. Driving into the lane, shot up, blocked by Miner. As Grace Tim tried to take it up.
How about that
Emily
block?
Go get it, girl.
Emily made up for the fact that Weaver blocked her shot.
Kayla Townsell dribbles to the right wing, back to top of the key to jump. Milroy, open three from the left wing, gets it to go.
Yeah, that's a better look. A nice looking shot, good movement of the ball.
It is 6-2 streaks with 2:30 to go first quarter. Quickly moving first quarter. It's this pressure, more of a man-to-man pressure. Still slowing down that Stillman Valley offense. Dribbling up top is Anabroski. Left wing to Tim. Feeding down into Weaver. And she was doubles. Lingefelder dropped down to help out Ellen Junk.
And then we got caught leaning on Weaver. And Coach Massey jumps up 9, giving him instructions how to guard her.
And off the inbounds pass. Weaver, nice little curl cut to get the basketball in the layup. She's got all 4 points for the Cardinals.
She moves well without the ball, but, boy, she has to with this team because the others just don't have those skills.
Council draws a couple players and dishes it to the corner to Sampson, who buries the three.
That young sophomore plays with a lot of confidence. As much as she's been missing a shot, and she still, when she's open, will take it.
Oh, backdoor cut. Stillman Valley missed the layup by Grace Tim. Streaks with the rebound. Wow, caught a break there.
Yeah, we sure did, because that was a nice backdoor.
9-4. Streaks with a 5-point lead with a buck and a half to go, first period. Kayla Townsell, little mid-range jumper is short. Loose ball. Picked up by Sampson at midcourt.
Good hustle by the Streaks. Good job.
Yeah, had three Streaks chasing that down to the one Cardinal player.
We have the quickness of the both teams.
Sage will take a three, top of the key, hits the back iron, comes back down to Macy Weaver, but Kylie Townsell trying to reach in and get a tie-up, and Weaver rips the ball away from her, and poor Kylie hits the deck, and Kylie's going to pick up the foul as well.
And Weaver went over and patted her on the backside to ask her if she's okay.
She is a strong player. I mean, you said you were watching her warm up. She's got some nice handles for 6'3", but
you bet.
Boy, she is strong, too. She is really holding up a good post position in the block, down on the block.
Yeah.
Right wing, three on the way, is short. Barely grazed the rim by Mady Sass.
Yeah, I would make them take the shot. We can two-time and three-time Weaver.
Mady Sass with the miss jumper, under 40 seconds to go, 35 on the clock, and it is 9-4 Streaks. Looks like we'll play for one here.
Where did this quarter go?
Yeah. Not a whole lot of turnovers, not a whole lot of jump balls.
No.
And only four fouls, all four by Gelsberg. And now with 19 on the clock, Streaks still taking their time. They'll get into their offense at about 12. And now Junk comes and gets it with 10. Now it's down to 9. They really got to quickly get into an offense here. Down to 6. Sampson swings it to Milroy on the right wing with 3. Backdoor pass to Kayla Townsell. She's fouled and will go to the free throw line. Good set by the Streaks.
It really was. And Sage is throwing that pass so well in there. Finding either Townsville girls or Emily Miner down low. And, boy, Sage just throws a perfect pass.
Council's first free throw is good, a 72% free throw shooter. Maroons had Kayla all kinds of flustered the other night. We've seen some emotions out of Kayla we haven't seen in quite a while. And
yeah.
Makes both free throws here. It wasn't just Kayla. Everybody was frustrated at one point on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the first quarter will end, as Kayla Townsell buries 2 free throws and no shot at the final second by Stillman Valley. It's Gelsberg 11, Stillman Valley 4 here on Oldies 1590 WAIK. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, your score at the end of the first 8 minutes, a quickly moving 8 minutes. It seemed like it just took 8 minutes to play. 11-4 Gelsberg. Good defensive quarter for the Streaks.
Yes, it was. They did a good job. A good job on Weaver, who's 6'3", and we played smart. When we didn't, Coach Massey called a quick timeout and gave a quick substitution and gave them some instructions on how to guard her. So we did a good job. And the other kids, this is a game, you want to do this all the time, but this is a game you want to make sure that the other four kids don't beat you, because they struggle a little bit, and we should be able to stop them.
Streaks will start the second quarter with the basketball. Top of the key, Kayla Townsell. She'll take a three. I thought it might have got a little tipped.
It did.
Just short, grazes the front of the iron, and rebounded by the Cardinals. Quickly up the floor was the rebounder. Boy, she hustled. Grace Tim tipped the rebound back to Weaver on the defensive end, and then hustles down and gets the layup in the end one.
Yeah, she made a nice layup, but Kylie knows she made a boo-boo. She should not have picked up that tic-tac foul.
Kylie will pick up foul number 2. And the three-point play is completed by Gray Stim.
And Kylie goes to the bench.
Kylie with two fouls on the floor now starting the second quarter. Besides Kylie Townsell, who just sat, her sister Kayla Townsell, Ellen Junk, Emily Miner, also Andrea Sampson, and Sage Milroy. Miner gets it on the post, throws it up no good, challenged by Weaver.
Well, Emily shot the right kind of a shot against Weaver. She knows she can't go straight up. That was a nice move.
Picking up her dribble at the free throw line was Anna Broski. Into the lane is good.
That was a nice move by her, but still, we're not playing team defense. I think we're a little surprised that they are making those attempts to get to the basket.
DeLeo with her first points of the ballgame. It's 11-9. It just feels like Gelsberg is dominating this game, but only lead by two. Boy, what a great job by Kayla Townsell. She just gets drilled to the deck, but flips it up and good. No foul call.
She's got a good athletic move, and there she goes again.
Picks off a pass, and here come the streaks. Milroy, top of the key, buries it.
That's when Kayla becomes that one-man wrecking crew, I call it. She makes an athletic shot that seems almost impossible. Then she comes back with a big steal, gives it to the shooter, and Sage knocked it down.
Cardinals made a little run. Now the streaks on a 5-0 run of their own. Stripped by Kayla Townsell. Good defense by Sampson as well.
I think Kayla got by because she stripped it, but her foot was on the line, but we'll take it.
It's a 7-point streak lead, and Kayla Townsell dribbling up top. Free throw line. Jumps. She gives to the corner to Sampson. Now back up top. Kayla Townsell. Minor free throw line. And dangerous pass to Milroy, but Milroy gets the tip pass, and now Sampson's pass to the left wing gets picked off by the Cardinals, leading to a run out. Layup is good by Maris DeLeo.
Yep. We put ourselves in that predicament by throwing passes we shouldn't have thrown. Throwing them into the passing lanes, and they intercepted it.
16-11, streaks by five with 5:30 to go, second quarter. Streaks, not quite sure what they want to run here. Junk at the free throw line, takes it up strong on Weaver, does the right thing of just standing there, didn't try to block it. Leads to a three-point shot that's short by Kayla Townsell from the corner. And on the ensuing rebound, Ellen Junk hustles.
Yeah, I think I'll call that on Broski.
If it is, that'll be her. Yeah, that's her second.
Yeah.
Broski's second in the ballgame. She's got the only two fouls for Stillman Valley as we take a look at our Farm King foul chart. Farm King, the family store with more since 1959. Off the inbounds play, Junk.
Good move. We had Macy away from the basket. We were away from the basket, and we took advantage of it.
18-11 with 5:10 to go, second quarter. Weaver on the post. Boy, she had a nice. She drew three streaks as soon as she got it, so she just dumped it down on the opposite block to Grace Tim.
Yeah, and Coach Massey with it made it look too easy there. She can play, obviously, and she found her teammate down low, but you're right, we had three people on her.
It's not one of those, she's not definitely not a selfish player because she immediately felt the triple team coming, knew that the backside block would be open, and just immediately passed it to her. No hesitation at all.
No, that's the first thing I noticed when we were looking at her stats and looking at her warm up and work with her teammates. She gets her teammates involved. She's not a selfish player. She's not one of those coming in because she looks like with this team she could be averaging over 25 or 30 points a game.
18-13, streaks by five with 5 minutes to go even on the second quarter clock. This timeout sponsored by Tinkham's Electric. If you're looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Tinkham's Electric at 335-3034 or go to tinkhamselectric.com. Streak basketball. Kayla Townsell, Sage Milroy, Ellen Junk, Emily Miner, and Megan Lingenfelder on the floor for Gelsberg.
And they have gone into a man-to-man now.
That's more, streaks are entirely more comfortable against the man-to-man.
Yeah. Yeah, we can run our set, just have to be careful with Weaver low.
Kayla Townsend will take a three, no good, long. Got to find a mid-range. She was short on the one before, now long on that one.
She's probably didn't feel comfortable shooting that.
The right wing is Alexa Ballard. She'll take it down Main Street, right down the middle lane, and gets the off-balance shot to go.
We can't let her penetrate like that. She's just not that good to be able to do that.
Lead is down to three now, 18-15. A little 4-0 run here by the Cardinals. Caleb Townsend holding up top.
And Caleb's got to move it quicker. We had a man open.
Hands to Milroy. Coming out to get it is Jump. Backdoor pass not there to Milroy. Now Miner. Lob pass into Kayla Townsend. Good touch pass out to Lingefelder. No good. Backside rebound by Jump. She'll take it up strong and get tripped. Goes to the floor and will hopefully get to the free throw line.
Yeah, that's a good job, Allen. She got that rebound and saw that she had a little seam there and took it to the basket.
They are going to give Junk a couple of free throws. Very good free throw shooter, 78% on the year. Ellen's first one is up and good. She's got 3 points in the ballgame. Miner and Lingefelder will check out. Back on the floor is Kylie Townsell and Andrea Sampson as well. Second free throw on the way, it's good. Junk gets them both. She's got four. Streaks lead by 5, 20-15.
And the Streaks press now.
Weaver gets it down floor.
Good
Cardinals
block.
With numbers, but that number is Kylie Townsell.
You bet. The beautiful block by Kylie.
Stops the two-on-ones. Milroy deep three, in and out, no good. And Sampson tips away the rebound from the Cardinals, and head coach Bobby Mellon seen his ball club in trouble and calls a quick timeout on the baseline.
He thought he had lost the ball. There was going to be a tie-up. He actually had the ball in possession, and he didn't have to call that timeout, but he wanted to make sure, so he called a quick timeout.
Your score, 20-15. It's a full timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on Oldies 1590 WAIK. Your score, 20-15. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Stillman Valley Cardinals here on Oldies 1590 WAIK, 1590WAIK.com, and also download our absolutely free app from your Google Play Store or your Apple App Store. Search and download AM 1590 WAIK, and you can listen to Jimmy and I right here from the bleachers.
Yeah.
Got
to
love technology,
that?
Huh?
You bet. You know, John, I think this press will work for the Streaks. I think we can create some turnovers.
As they do set up that full court press. Sometimes Stillman Valley breaks it with, made some adjustments at the little half or the timeout break there. Three on the way, no good. Rebounded by Andrea Sampson.
That good job. Kayla was in there, got position, and knocked it through Sampson.
Almost stripped away by Ballard. Coming up on a 10-second call, and the Streaks do get it over. Milroy, left wing three, no good.
Boy, Sage was open. But that's that left side. She's not quite as comfortable as she is on the right side.
Right wing. Oh, a little reach in by Milroy as try to beat Maddie Sassy to the ball.
She thought she had it, but she picks up her foul, and now we have 16 fouls.
Kylie Townsell with two for Galesburg. Everybody else with one. Driving in the lane, scoop shot up and good. Oh, that's a Ballard. Wow, that was a nice move.
It sure was a nice move. She shot the ball just, that's the kind of shot she had to take to make that basket, and it was a nice move.
Beater ran off the dribble, and decent help defense by Gelsberg. She just made a nice scoop shot. Great pass by Kylie Townsell into Ellen Junk. Can't get it to go.
Now, I think Ellen felt the presence of Weaver in there because Ellen's missed two of them now that she can make.
2:10 left, second quarter. Streaks by three. Bad entry pass into Weaver. And you heard during the pregame interview that head coach Evan Massey was just going to try to pressure the guards and not make that pass easy. And it hasn't been.
No, and that's a good job.
Streaks with a three-point lead and the basketball. Kylie Townsell, no good. Just inside the three-point line at the top of the key.
Well, we were wide open. Kylie was wide open there. We just got to get people in the position to make that shot, feel comfortable with that shot.
Kayla Townsell pressuring Maris DeLeo. Backdoor cut. Layup is good. Grace Tim.
Well, they moved pretty well without the ball that time.
Yeah, 15-point quarter here so far for Stillman Valley. That brings them within one, 20-19. Trailed 11-4 at the end of the first period. Kayla Townsell, spin dribble, kicks it into the corner to Junk. Her shot no good. Backside rebound tracked down by Kylie Townsell. Streaks will swing it around the arc. Right wing, Kayla Townsell.
No.
I thought she was going to take one. She's almost sitting on the Stillman Valley bench. when she was going to shoot that one. Kylie Townsell takes it up strong, but Weaver did a great job of just standing there, not trying to block the shot, and just had her hands up.
But Kylie had a little bounce pass to her right to her sister, and that's what the pass she should have made, because she couldn't get that thing away.
Weaver holding on the left elbow, kicks it into the corner. Three ball on the way is good, and the Cardinals lead for the first time tonight. Kara Johnson.
Oh boy.
It's the shot.
We've given them the confidence now that they can play with us.
22-20.
We know Weaver knows it, but we've given the other kids the confidence.
Yeah, Weaver with just 4 points, and like you said, does such a great job of getting her teammates involved.
Yeah. Okay.
Streaks, I think, are going to hold for one here, unless something really opens up for them. Down to 15. Millway comes and gets the basketball, and they get in their offense with 12. 10 seconds. Junk to a cutting Kayla Townsell. No good. Contested by Weaver. Here comes the Cardinals on the run out. Layup is no good. Follow up by Weaver at the buzzer is good. And boy, it looked like Weaver might have went over the back, but no
call.
I thought
that may be because the basket was going to be good. She did shoot it to release it before the horn, but I think she went over the back.
Yeah, so Weaver now with 6 points, and that gives her ball club, the Stillman Valley Cardinals, a 24-20 lead as we head to the halftime break. Jimmy and I will be back with our Watson Thomas Funeral Home halftime show coming up in 2 minutes. Let's go to our Watson Thomas Funeral Home halftime show. Or we can just keep it here, I guess. It's the Watson Thomas Funeral Home Halftime Show brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. Your score, it's the Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Stillman Valley Cardinals 24-20. Jimmy, what did you see in that second quarter?
I saw we got beat 20-9 in that second quarter, and we gave Stillman Valley girls, and I'm discounting Macy Weaver, their 6'3 All-Stater, I'm discounting her. We gave the other four kids the confidence that they can play against us. They can get the good shots against us. Weaver's presence alone, I offered, we're trying to guard her, 2- and 3-timer, but they're smart enough. And I do like the way they move the basketball, finding the open man. And when they're open, they can knock down some shots. Now, a couple of times, though, we went to sleep on defense, and I'm sure Coach Massey is going to correct that. We let those other kids penetrate to the basket too easy to get those layups. So that can be corrected. But our inability, though, in that second quarter to knock down shots. We got the shots, but we just couldn't knock them down. Now, there are times we took the ball inside with her presence alone. She didn't have to block shots to just be there and affected us putting the ball, finishing, putting the ball in the basket.
All right, now we're going to take a 2-minute break. We'll step away and get some stats totaled for you and talk about this shootout when we come back here on Oldies 1590 WAIK. Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, your score at the halftime break. It is 24-20, the Stillman Valley Cardinals leading the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Been a pretty good shootout so far, Jimmy. We'll just give a little recap here. The Monmouth-Roseville Titan girls defeated Erie in game one, 63-31. It was the number one team in Class 2A, the Byron Tiger girls defeating the number three team in 2A, Sherrard, 64-39. And then the game preceding this one, it's the Monmouth-Roseville Titans, 59, the Byron Tigers, 53. That's boys basketball. Galesburg playing Stillman Valley here. We've got St. Charles East versus Alton coming up. Old friend of ours, Eric Smith, head coach of the Alton Cardinals.
Good to see Eric in town. A couple of years ago, his Alton ball club had a little run. He comes in during the summer and play when Coach Reynolds have a summer shootout. He's brought his ball club every time they do it. He will bring his ball club in. Eric does a good job down there at Alton. It's not the easiest place to coach and have a program, but he does a good job with them.
And also tonight, the Rock Island Rocks will be at Field Gym taking on Providence, and then we'll end the night with the Galesburg boys taking on Lake Forest Academy. That'll be a 7:45 tip-off. Jimmy Carr and I will be on the air at 7:25-ish. Tournament's been going pretty well, right on time, all day long.
Boy, they have been. And that, and our tournaments, from the Turkey to the MLK to this one, our tournaments run on time. A lot of these tournaments have a little problem running late most of the time, but our tournaments run on time, our teams show up on time, and it's well done. Congratulations to Coach Jeff Reynolds and Coach Jeff Flater. They do a good job.
Well, let's take a look at your Seminary Village stats, offering a wide variety of services and care. Come tour their campus today, Seminary Village in Galesburg. First for the Stillman Valley Cardinals, Grace Tim with 7 points. Macy Weaver with 6, 4 points apiece for Maris DeLeo and Alexa Ballard, and 3 points for Kara Johnson. For the Galesburg Silver Streaks, they were led in scoring by Sage Milroy with 6, 4 points apiece for Kayla Townsell and Ellen Junk, and 3 points apiece for Andrea Sampson and Megan Lingefelder. Following up that 11-point quarter, in which the Streaks looked pretty good offensively, they followed up with a 9-point quarter.
Yeah, and our shots, Kayla made some great shots, athletic shots, but you can't live with those. We have to get, she's got to get herself into that shooting position where she can relax and make that outside shot or that little mid-range shot, because she's so clever with the ball, she can do that. You can't live off of those very difficult shots to the basket. And then we got to get people in the shooting position against their zone. Now, they went to a man-to-man. I don't know if they'll come back out and use that man or not. I hope they do. But their coach probably knows that what he can do with his zone.
Macy Weaver, the Arkansas product, 6'3" senior with 6 points. Streaks have done a pretty good job on Macy, but she's been finding other teammates. And like we talked in the first half, she gets her teammates involved. And Grace Tim, which I think I said right towards the beginning of the game or the pregame show, if you contain Macy Weaver, you've also got to contain Grace Tim as well, because she scores 9 points and hauls down 11 rebounds herself.
Yeah, and hauling down those 11 rebounds is a big, big plus, helping out on the board, because most schools will block Macy out, Weaver out, keep her from getting close to that basket, and that's when her teammate can come in and get involved. But watching Macy even warm up, she likes to shoot that mid-range, but she don't shoot it. She wants to get close to that basket, because she knows when she's away from that basket, then she won't be able to get those rebounds like she can. But she can play. I was just kind of wondering, where will she play? What position will she play at Arkansas? Whether it'll be a 2 or 3. I don't know if she's big enough to play the 4 the way big time college basketball go today, but she might be.
Let's talk offensively for the Streaks here. It's kind of just the opposite of what we've been seeing. The Streaks played very well against that zone, and then the Cardinals kind of switched to a little bit of a man-to-man, and the Streaks kind of struggled a little bit. Maybe it's just been so long since we've seen a man-to-man.
Yeah, and I think Weaver denied a lot of our man-to-man stuff is that lob to the basket and throwing great passes from Sage to Kayla or Emily or Ellen down low. And we can get the basket, but I think with the presence alone of Weaver, whether she blocks it or not, have kind of denied those sets.
24-20 as we wind down the halftime show. It's the Watson Thomas Funeral Home halftime show, brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. Also sponsoring today's game is MC Sportmore. Jimmy and I's polos are courtesy of MC Sportmore, South Main and Monmouth. The Streaks in their home whites with the silver numbers and the black outline. The Stillman Valley Cardinals in their away black jerseys and shorts with the red numbers with the white trim. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors helping bring you basketball on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. It will be Cardinal basketball to start this second half. Streaks got to clamp down here defensively.
Yeah, they really do. And that means, because they can't stop Weaver if she gets the ball, but they got to clamp down on those other 4.
DeLeo, double. The Streaks put a little double pressure out top here. And the 3-pointer is good right out of the gate by Anna Broski. That's her first points of the ball game, and it's now the Cardinals by 7, 27-20.
That's what I mean by the confidence. Boy, she shot that thing quick. She was out there, too.
Right wing. Is Grace, or that's Andrea Sampson. Kayla Townsell gives it to her sister Kylie. Back to Kayla. fakes a three, takes it in, gets her drive cut off, has to give up the basketball to Kylie. Milroy up top to Sampson. Yeah, this is a diamond and one, or a box and one, diamond and one, whatever you want to call it. And they are following Sage wherever she goes. Kylie yeah. Townsell pulls down the offensive rebound on the missed shot by the Streaks. Kayla Townsell, yeah, I'm following. Yep. Maris DeLeo is following Sage wherever she goes on the floor.
You bet. They know that she can shoot it, so they got her. They're following her.
Sampson to Kylie Townsell. Her long two is no good. Rebounded by Sampson. Back out to Sage Milroy to Kayla Townsell.
Good job by Andrea.
Sampson.
Went up and controlled that ball.
Passed up an open look there on the left wing. Dribbles it back to the top of the key. Now Kayla Townsell. She'll take a three. Short. Rebounded at the free throw line by Alexa Ballard.
That's a better position, though, for her to shoot from. A couple of those shots from the deep in the corner is not our position.
Left wing, Grace Tim. Try to lob pass into Weaver. Thrown away. Picked up by Kylie Townsell. To Kayla.
It's twice now they tried to lob it into Weaver. And
Milroy finally gets an open look on the left wing and misses everything, but Ellen Junk picks up the rebound. Now Kayla Townsell buries a mid-range jumper just outside the right elbow.
Yeah, that's the shot. That's the comfortable shot that she has to take.
And they pick up full court pressure. Kayla Townsell and Sampson double the point guard coming down the left sideline. She has to give it up. A scoop shot up and in. Wow, by Alexa Ballard. A nice shot by Ballard.
Yeah, that's twice now. She's taking the ball to the basket big time.
Ballard averages 7 points a ball game. She's got six. 5:35 to go third quarter. It is the Cardinals by seven, 29-22. Kylie Townsell picks up her dribble, has to give it to Sampson on the left wing. In the corner, Kayla Townsell's three on the way. No good. Backside rebound by Kim.
We're not corner shooters like that.
Yeah, it just looks like the Streaks feel like they have to take these shots. And corner, three on the way is no good. Air ball picked up by Kylie Townsell. That was Anna Broski. Sampson takes it right at Weaver. Doesn't get the layup, but no call either.
Now, Andrea, there was no way. She's got to learn. That was her sophomore move there. She's got to learn. There's no way she's going to get that ball away against Weaver.
Weaver does such a good job of just standing her ground, not trying to block shots, just uses that 6'3 frame to hold her hands up and just alters all
That's
kinds
all she
of stuff.
Did, yeah.
And Kylie Townsell picks off an entry pass intended for Grace Tim.
That's what we can do more of if we put the pressure on.
Kayla Townsell up top gets a screen from Junk. Give and go not there, but gives it to Junk in the corner. Back out to Townsell. Now her sister Kylie. Back to Kayla.
Now Kayla can shoot that.
She'll take it right in on Weaver. Doesn't get it to go. Tipped around, and Macy Weaver pulls down the board.
Yeah, Kayla passed up a shot. She's got to shoot, but she's wide open.
Left wing is Ballard for the Cardinals. And Weaver posts up Junk. Junk hits the deck, and driving to the basket is that's Grace Tim, and a foul on the Streaks.
Yeah, and they're going to call a foul over the back.
Kylie, that's her third.
Kylie Townsell, her third.
Yeah, that's the third personal foul on Kylie Townsell. The Streaks only have seven fouls total in the ballgame, and Kylie's got three of them. First free throw is good by Grace Tim.
Grace Tim with the line.
And a couple new Streaks checking in. Three new Streaks. That's Megan Lingefelder. Riley Chalkley on the floor for the first time, and Emily Miner.
Chalkley there for her defense, too. She can put pressure on. She's wiry, and she can go after you.
Second free throw is good for Tim. The lead at nine, biggest lead for either team here, 31-22.
And we need a basket. You don't want this team. Coach Massey knows it, and he wants a timeout.
Yeah, this is an important trip.
Yeah.
So head coach Evan Massey is going to call his first timeout or second timeout of the ballgame.
I think it's his second timeout.
Yeah, there it is. They just switched it to three. So three timeouts left for head coach Evan Massey. We'll take a 30-second break right here on Foldy's 1590 WAIK. Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium following the Galesburg Silver Streak timeout. Both teams back on the floor. 31-22, Stillman Valley with a 9-point lead here.
Yeah, and boy, we need a basket. Even four minutes to go in this third quarter. If we get the basket, then start putting pressure on. We can put some heavy pressure on and make them turn it over.
Yeah, I'm a big body language guy. I don't I don't like the Gelsberg body language right now. Look a little flustered.
I understand what you're saying.
And Chocolate gets a pass. What a great drop pass from Riley Chocolate to a cutting Miner for the layup.
And that play happened on the timeout. That's the way we can turn it over.
And Chocolate gets a tip pass in the backcourt to Kayla Townsell. Her layup's good. Streaks on a run.
Yep.
And another steal in the backcourt by Lingefelder. Goes out of bounds as Miner got it. Oh, they're going to give that to Stillman Valley. Head coach Evan Massey is not happy with that at all.
And he deserves to be because that was our ball.
He started looking at the other two officials, hoping that the one closest to it would get overturned. And now an unforced error by Stillman Valley.
And we can put pressure on. And Coach Millen wants a timeout. We can put the pressure on if we can score. Well, and once we scored on that great timeout set that Coach Massey designed after his timeout, then we were on our way then. Then we could put our press on and really affected them.
Great adjustments made by the coach nearing 900 career wins. 31-26. The streak's a 4-0 run following the streak timeout. Now looking at the board, three timeouts apiece for Stillman Valley and Gelsberg. And 3:31 to go, third quarter. It will be Kayla Townsell triggering. Out to her sister Kylie at the top of the key. To Chocolate. She'll set up the offense. Left wing. Kayla Townsell, she'll fake a three and drive baseline. Gets cut off, but spins to the middle of the floor. Tries to find Chocolate as she was heading down to the floor. Got tripped up, flipped it over the head of Chocolate.
That turnover we didn't need there. We wanted to get a shot. Good pressure.
Ooh, they finally get it.
Chocolate.
On the inbounds pass, it went through the net.
Lingefelder.
Lingefelder can't get the shot to go. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Stillman Valley. That'll go to Gelsberg, and now the Stillman Valley fans aren't happy. I don't blame them on that one.
No, that was a little nasty there.
31-26 into Kylie Townsell. Back to Kayla. Now it's jumper on the way. Chocolate is short. Rebounded by the Cardinals. It's Alexa Ballard. Right wing. Now they try to find Weaver on the post. The pass over her head. Picked off by Kayla Townsell. Dangerous pass up to Chocolate. Ooh, and a double dribble by Riley. Yeah. She was just about ready to pass it to Kayla and got a quick double team.
Yeah, she saw that when she got double teamed, then she picked up the ball. She's done a good job, though. Threw a couple of real nice passes to her teammate.
31-26, five-point ball game. Stillman Valley leading Gelsberg with 2:40 to go. Good break by Stillman Valley. Leads to a stop-and-pop jumper.
I thought she may travel there. She went up, but she did not. She just faked, stayed on her feet, and made the shot.
Leading scorer tonight for the Cardinals, Grace Tim now with 11. Seven-point lead. Kylie Townsell to Emily Miner. Top of the key to Kayla Townsell. Kylie at the free throw line. Thought about taking the jumper. Gets it to Kayla. Yeah. Takes it all the way to the rim. Kayla layup good.
Emily caused that. Miner caused that because she set up a nice screen to keep Weaver away to let Kayla take the ball to the basket. Great job by Miner.
10 points for Kayla now. Five-point ball game. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Stillman Valley leading Gelsberg is Miner and Weaver going at it on the block. They get it into Weaver, and Kylie Townsell strips it away from Weaver, but they're going to say Kylie got a piece of the hand as well, and that's going to be four personal fouls. Head coach Evan Massey not happy with it.
No, that hurts there because, boy, he saw something we didn't because it really looked like Kylie got a lot of ball. Nothing but ball.
Well, it's going to be the second team foul on Gelsberg.
We're really doing a good job on Weaver. They're trying to lob that ball to her.
What? Are they going to say that's a shooting foul?
Wait a minute here.
I don't understand this at all. Boy, the fans are going crazy here in this gymnasium. Weaver makes the first free throw.
She had her back to the basket, and Kylie walked up and knocked the ball out of her hand, and the official said she got some arm, but certainly she was not shooting.
And Weaver makes them both. That's 8 points.
Wow.
Poor Weaver. A lot of fans thought it was just a clean strip to start with, but let alone a shooting foul. Kayla Townsell on the left wing. Junk at the free throw line. Kicks to the corner to Chocolate. Her three on the way. In and out. No good. Weaver pulls down the rebound. Boy, I thought that was in.
I did too. Riley almost had it in.
A minute and a half to go, third quarter. Into Weaver. Kicks it out to the wing. Little runner in the lane. No good. That was Maris DeLeo, picked up by the Streaks. Here they come up the floor. Good pass from Kayla Townsend to Lingefelder. Three on the way. Chocolate short. Air ball. Got a little bit of the front of the net.
Not Riley's shot, though. She probably had her teammate on the left side.
Yeah, Coach Massey's going to get Riley out. He's giving her a high five. She played some good minutes. Not a good shot there, but it was some good minutes.
You bet. You bet. Hustled on defense, made a couple of real nice passes to her teammates that we got basket from.
And in all fairness to Riley, oh, nice steal in the backcourt from Kayla Townsend to Miner. Layup good.
How about that pass from Kayla to Miner? Real quick and got nothing. Easy basket.
On the run, breaking the pressure is Maris DeLeo. Her shot no good. Sampson pulls down the rebound. Under a minute to go. 35-30. With the basketball, Junk. Back out to Kayla Townsend on the left wing. She'll fake a drive, spin. Great pass down to Emily Miner for the layup. That was a fantastic pass by Kayla Townsend.
You and I talked about her being an all-stater, and just look at the way she's playing now.
And a steal by Kayla Townsend. She gives it to Miner. She goes up and is fouled and will go to the free throw line.
That's my one-man wrecking crew. Boy, when she got it going, she can do everything on the court to help her teammates. Whether she's scoring or passing or rebounding. That's just a great job by Kayla. In the last couple of minutes, she did play like an all-stater.
She is at the free throw line to finish this and one. A free throw will tie it. Back iron, no good. Loose rebound.
Good job by Andrea.
Andrea Sampson, and Miner gets it tipped away from her. They're going to call a foul on Anna Broski from behind. That'll be her third, I believe. Yeah.
Boy, Andrea had a real nice steal, and then Miner, Broski did foul her. Was it three on her?
Yeah, Broski's going to pick up the foul. That'll be the first team foul here.
And her third, huh?
Yeah, that's her third. I think the scoreboard's wrong. I thought that they've added a point to Stillman Valley. Maybe I've missed one. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. No, I've got 35-34, and that's what it was before that free throw. Miner takes it up strong on Weaver, who, again, holds her ground, just holds her hands up, and alters the shot. No good. And now we got a traveling call right in front of the Stillman Valley bench. The turnover will go to the Streaks. I'm not quite sure of this score here. 4.9 seconds ago. We'll get it straightened out at the end of the third quarter. It's going to be Galesburg basketball in front of the Stillman Valley bench. Inbounding is Kayla Townsend to Milroy. Back to Kayla with three. And she ain't going to get it off the time. Yes, she did.
Yes, she sure did.
Just it would have counted. Three. Yeah, I thought there's no way she's going to beat the clock, and she did. And the score is 35-34. Streaks' furious comeback in those last 2 minutes. We'll talk about it following a 30-second break right here on 1590 WAIK. Back here at John Field Gymnasium, 35-34. They did get the score corrected. The Stillman Valley Cardinals leading by one. What a great final 2 minutes by Emily Miner against the Arkansas signee, Macy Weaver. Into the lane goes Ellen Junk, gets her shot blocked. And on the ensuing loose ball, Anna Broski picks it up and had a foot on the baseline, so it'll go to the Streaks. 35-34, Streaks chance to lead. Been a while since they've held the lead. Miner swings it to Sampson. Back to Kayla Townsend, the inbounder. She'll drive. Gets her shot blocked by Weaver. Down to the court goes Kayla Townsend.
Yeah, we got to remember Weaver is out there, and she can block that shot.
Weaver, no good off the entry pass. And it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Stillman Valley. It'll go to Galesburg.
Yeah, we just can't keep take the ball. Even with Kayla's skills, there are many. She has trouble taking the ball into Weaver because Weaver's got that frame and she knows how to defend.
Streaks with the ball. They pound it into Miner. Takes it up on Weaver. Takes it up strong and scores. Emily now with 10 all here in the second half.
And Emily didn't deny that. The boy, she wasn't afraid at all to take the ball to the basket.
Weaver, good pass up the court to Alexa Bowers. She gets it stripped from her on the way up. And on the loose ball, it's just going to go off Sage Milroy's foot and out of bounds.
Ellen Junk did a great job in blocking it and knocking the ball away to her teammate. And then Sage couldn't get the handle and lost it out of bounds.
And a foul away from the ball off the inbounds as they try to hit Weaver on the block.
They either going to call it on Ellen or call it on Emily.
Ellen Junk's going to pick up foul number two. That's the third team foul. Only two for Stillman Valley here. 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Streaks lead 36-35. They get it into Weaver. Takes it up strong, and she's going to be fouled by Miner. That'll only be
she was
two.
Passing, but I'll bet you they're going to give her two shots. Yep.
And it's just going to go to the free throw line.
She was throwing the ball to her teammate, which was been a real nice play, but it was toward the basket, so they're going to say she was shooting.
First free throw was good by Weaver. Good touch for 6'3".
Yeah, she's a good free throw shooter. You can certainly tell that.
She's got 9. She averages just a touch over 14. Back iron on the second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Sampson. We're tied at 36. 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. Kayla Townsend drives, dribbles to the right wing. And her pass tipped by Alexa Ballard, but chased down by Junk. Sampson back to Kayla Townsend.
You can't take the ball to the basket.
Sampson. Back to the box and one. Put back on by Stillman Valley here.
Yeah, Kaylee thought she saw an opening, but there wasn't.
Left wing. Turnover by the Streaks. Gives the Stillman Valley Cardinals a chance to lead. They lob it into Weaver. Finds her teammate. Baseline jumper no good by Grace Tim. Rebounded by Sampson, and she's a little tied up. I thought the whistle was going to be for a foul, but they're going to say she was tied up.
Andrea strong. She had control of the ball, and boy, oh boy. And they did. They grabbed some arm on her. I'll tell you, though, I don't know why Coach Mellon lets his player like Weaver pass the ball away like she does. I mean, it's nice to get your teammates involved, but boy, that's too much.
Well, this time she gets the inbounds pass, and you see what she can do with it in the lane. And she just puts it up and off the glass right over the streaks, 38-36. I see her probably getting a little bit more assertive on offense here in this last 6 minutes, I would think. Kayla Townsend drives, gets a screen from Miner. And now with the basketball is Sampson. Two Junk. Top of the key. Sampson, right wing. Boxing one. Oh, this straight man is just boxing one. Oh, driving along the baseline.
Yeah, it would be a blocking foul there.
Oh, he's gonna give Kayla Townsend two shots. She was completely behind the basket. Even Kayla was ready to take the ball inbounds.
Oh boy, and Kayla smiling. Yeah, she was taking the ball out of bounds, getting ready to run a set. I think that was a home court call, but they missed so many for us. That was just a makeup call because Kayla was out of bounds. She's behind the basket.
I've seen her do some pretty athletic things with the basketball, but there was no way she was getting the ball to the rim before she was there.
She was under the basket. No way.
And this is the first free throw, so she'll get a second. It's good. Streaks within one, 38-37. That is 11 points for Kayla Townsend. Right now, she's the game.
5 minutes
score.
To go. We need to keep our defense going. A lot of pressure on now.
Breaking the pressure is the Cardinals. Here they come with numbers. Good break. Shot missed. Picked up by Weaver and scoring on the rebound. Macy Weaver now with 13. She's the game high scorer.
No.
Kayla Townsend, three ball, no good. Sampson goes over the back of Grace Tim. I think they're going to get that.
Yeah, Andrea was out of position there, so she got the call.
Sister first personal. Now the Streaks with 5 team fouls.
And the way they shoot free throws, I don't think we want them at the line.
40-37.
That's 5 seconds.
5 second call. Good defense by the Streaks. Not being able to inbound it was Alexa Ballard.
Yeah, great defense by the Streaks.
coverage sack, I think they call that in the NFL. Could not find anybody open. So it'll be street ball under their own hoop. Checking out will be Anabrowski. Into the Stolen Valley lineup is Maddie Sass. In the corner to Kayla Townsell. She'll drive baseline. Two jump. Left wing, Kylie Townsell thinks about a three. We'll take it. And
that's
makes
it. They're going to give it to her, you take it.
Nine times out of ten, if you think that long about it, you missed the shot. Yeah. But not Kylie. She drilled it.
She said, I'm going to take it, and she made it.
She faked once and then said, well, if you're just going to give it to me, I'll take it. Weaver on the other end, no good. Ball tipped around, picked up by Junk.
Good job by Ellen, hustling after that basketball.
Tied at 40 with 4:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Kayla Townsell drives, draws a couple players, kicks it to her sister, Kylie. Kayla, top of the key. Junk.
No.
Back out to Kayla Townsell. She'll drive in. A little over her head pass to Junk, who couldn't do anything with it. Kind of lost a handle on that. And Milroy buries the three from the left wing.
Kayla made a beautiful pass, but she couldn't do nothing with it. So a great steal again by Andrea. But they got it back.
Yeah, they just tipped it away. And is loose on the floor. The Cardinals come up with it, and now they stumble out of bounds with it. And right in front of the Gelsberg bench will be Silver Street basketball.
Yeah, she lost her balance. Ballard lost her balance.
Head coach Bobby Mellon of the Stillman Valley Cardinals wants a timeout with 4:11 to go. 43-40, Gelsberg is retaking the lead from the Cardinals, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. Welcome back to Game 4 of the Gelsberg BSN Shootout today. It's the Gelsberg Silver Street Girls leading 43-40 with 4:11 to go here in the fourth quarter over the Stillman Valley Cardinals.
With only a three-point lead, though, we have control now of the game. We just have to keep maintaining that control. We've got them out of sync with our defense, with the pressure we're putting on. Now then, you know where they're going, and I'm glad they haven't gone enough. Weaver, and they will be looking for her, and I'm sure Coach Mass has instructed his kids how to combat that.
Milroy, because they still got the box and one. Are they going straight man now? No.
Yeah.
Well, I can't tell. Boy, Maris DeLeo is chasing Sage wherever she goes on the floor. That's more like it's like a diamond in one.
Just like glue, boy. She's really on Sage.
She's not even looking at anything but Sage here on the ball's up on the up near the timeline, and Sage is in the left wing, and Sage is just being hounded now by DeLeo, and a foul off the ball.
Yeah, they'll call it on 22.
Yeah, that's going to be Grace Tim. That's her second. Yeah. I've got her for two. Yeah, it is her second personal foul, so that's the fourth team foul on Stillman Valley with 3:42
to go. She's coming out. Nope, they didn't take her out. Took out 12.
Off the floor is Broski. Inbounded to Sage Milroy. Dribbles back to the top of the key. To Kylie Townsell. Holding is Ellen Junk. Left wing is Milroy. Loses a handle on it, but gets it back. The streak's running a little clock now. Up three with 3.5 to go. They do this so well, they'll end up with a backdoor play, hopefully, at the end of this. Right wing is Milroy. Cutting across lane is Kayla Townsell. Takes it straight up. No good. Couldn't get it to go.
I think, again, there was Weaver there, and that's why she pulled a string on it, but she actually had a better shot.
Weaver pulls down the rebound, and now she gets herself set in the post. Bad pass.
That's pressure. Good job by the streak.
And DeLeo tried a little lob pass into Weaver, and it goes over her head. It'll be streak basketball.
They've struggled with that lob pass, and a lot of that's due to the fact that we're fronting Weaver and getting behind her.
And something head coach Evan Massey said in the pregame, we've got to pressure their guards and make that a tough entry pass.
Yeah.
Right wing. Seems like a good game plan, and right now it's working. Sampson. Top of the key to Junk. 2:40 to go. Streaks by three. 43-40. Trying to run a little clock off now. Out trapped is Milroy, but gets it to Kayla Townsell. A little jab step.
Well, we got by with a pass we should not have made. Now we're back in our set.
Kylie Townsell comes against the basketball. She gives it to Sampson on the right wing. Back to Junk. 2:20 to go. Streaks of eight, about 25 seconds off the clock so far in this possession. And a reach and foul against Milroy. And that's going to be Alexa Ballard's first personal.
And that's only their 15 fouls, so we will not be at the line for a while.
Into the ball game comes Anna Broski. Out will come Maddie Sass. And it's 43-40 streaks with the basketball, 2:13 to go. And finally finding an inbounder was Kayla Townsend to Junk. Gets it right back to Kayla. Milroy, top of the key to Junk. Streaks run a little weave up top here.
Yeah, maybe we can get a back door.
To Sampson.
And keep Weaver from the basket. Weaver follows Emma Junk away from the basket. That's a good move.
Sampson dribbles out of trouble to Kayla Townsend. 140 on the clock. Ellen Junk. Now Weaver will pick up the foul. I think that's going to be Weaver on Junk.
I like the idea with, Weaver, I'm surprised. She's coming all the way out to guard Junk. And we want her away from the basket. Then Nets will let us drive. We can take the ball, especially the twin can take the ball to the basket.
Off like the inbounds that. On the side. Kayla Townsend to her sister Kylie for the backdoor layup.
Ah, yes.
5 points in the quarter by Kylie, and they have been important. Big three ball earlier this period. Now the layup. Streaks up five with 1.5 to go.
Yep.
Right wing. Grace Tim gets a return pass from Maris DeLeo. Great pass from DeLeo to Tim for the layup.
It really was. I was hoping that we could combat that, but she made a great pass.
13 points by Grace Tim. And picking up the foul is DeLeo on Milroy. That's somebody you definitely want at the free throw line.
Yeah.
If you are Galesburg.
Yeah, we got some free throw shooters out there now, though. I hope you don't miss with this talk, but we got a shooter out there that just don't miss with Emily, with Junk out there, and Kayla. When the going gets tough, she can make them.
Oh, she back rims. She is 30 out of 32 on the season. 94% free throw shooter and misses the front end of the one in the bonus. Layup or jumper no good by Stillman Valley, but a rebound put back by Grace Tim is no good, but she'll get some free throws.
She almost got into a three-point possibility there in Tim, but now she's just got two shots.
Tim is 3-for-3 from the free throw line so far tonight.
We have 16 fouls, so they will be in the 1-and-1.
Tim makes the first one. She's 4-for-4. She has 14 points tonight. Second free throw is good. She got 15. Made them both. It's a one-point ball game, 45-44. Ellen Junk picks up her third foul. A little pressure in the backcourt by Stillman Valley. Got to hurry and get it across. Kayla Townsend into the front court. And now we've got a foul at midcourt. I think it's going to go on Weaver. If it is, that's her third.
She knocked Kayla down. Now, Kayla can shoot those free throws. When the going gets tough, she can get at the line and knock them down. So let's hope she does.
Kayla is a 72% free throw shooter. She's 3-for-4 today. First free throw is up and good. The senior strokes it.
Nothing but net.
That gives her 11 points. Also in double figures for the streaks.
And I want to see Sage back at the line. She
too short. Got all air on that one. Boy, that's
she so didn't eat her Wheaties on that one. Good Lord. She shot that thing the same way she shot the first one. Nothing but net, and that got halfway to the basket.
The way she shot that was like somebody blasted off an air horn just as she was getting ready to shoot the shot. Well, 1 out of 2 gives the streaks a 2-point lead.
This game, money game.
Oh, a great tip pass by Kayla Townsend as they tried to enter it again. To
how many
Weaver.
Times did she make a mistake, which she did with that? How many times? I thought that was a foul, but they said Coach Massey got the time. Did he call timeout or there was a foul? No, there was a foul. They fouled Junk.
They fouled Ellen Junk. I think it was Grace Tim. They said it was a third personal foul. I've got Tim with two, so.
Well, we got our shooters, free throw shooters at the line.
Junk makes the first one.
Yeah, we got Junk, who's the best. Then we get, and I know Sage has missed her only once. She won't miss again. And Kayla, I don't know what happened on hers, but what Kayla does so well, when she makes a boo-boo, she'll come right back and steal the ball, and she did the last time.
Two huge free throws by Ellen Jones. She's 4 for 4 at the line. She got 6 points, and the Streaks lead by 4, 48-44. And a bad pass trying to find Tim along the baseline is going to be tipped out of bounds.
She saw Kylie jump up. Oh, they said Kylie hit the ball.
I thought Kylie touched it, but then I thought it went off Tim's fingertips, too. And the crowd thought it was Streak basketball, but it's going to come into Weaver. Her shot, no good. Loose on the floor. Couple of Streaks and a couple of Cardinals going after it.
Streaks
jump
possession.
Ball. Streaks ball with 11.4 to go.
With 4-point lead, this has got to be the Streaks.
The Streaks are going to get fouled here on the inbound. They make two foul shots here. That'll make it a two-possession game. And head coach Evan Massey wants to discuss what's going to happen here in this last 11.4, so he's going to call a timeout. Just the 30, so we'll keep it here.
Yeah, that's a smart move by Coach Massey. He just don't want any funny things happening. Like you said, we're going to be fouled. And, we want to make sure we get the ball in. Everyone out there has got confidence to knock the free throws down, so we don't mind seeing them foul us.
11.4 seconds to go. Both teams now with two timeouts remaining. So Stillman Valley can score and get a timeout.
Yeah, they have two left, but all we have to do, though, when we get fouls, make one, and this game's over.
And now head coach Evan Massey wants to call a timeout as he's seen the defense that head coach Bobby Mellon of Stillman Valley had thrown out there, so now he wants to combat that. This might be a play where they break somebody deep.
Yeah, I'm sure this will be a set play to get the ball in.
It's full timeout. We'll step away for our last timeout here during regulation for a 30-second break. 48-44, Galesburg with 11.4 remaining. Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, 11.4 seconds to go. What kind of things is head coach Evan Massey telling his ball club here in the timeout?
How to get the ball in. Make sure. Kylie's going to take it out. Make sure she knows where to throw it. This will be a set play. Obviously, they want it in the junk, but they want to make sure they get it in right there.
Beautiful. Beautiful. They got it into Milroy, who got rid of it quick. Still can't get a foul in the backcourt. This junk's going to hang on with 6.6. The Streaks get 5 seconds off the clock there.
That's who we wanted fouled.
See who they get the foul on.
And all Ellen has to do is make one. 6.6 seconds to go in the ball game. She makes one. It's a 5-point lead. The game is ours.
Two-shot foul for Ellen. She's 4 for 4, a good free-throw shooter, folks. 78% on the season before the 4 for 4
today.
She is
just special from the free-throw line. Special.
He stroked that one nothing but net. The senior stepping up and making free throws here in the fourth.
Like I said, you young girls, your mother listening, and you got a young girl that want to play, have a watch Ellen Junk shoot free throws.
Makes them both. Nothing but net. I don't think she hit the rim on any of her six throws tonight. 50-44 with 5 seconds to go. And it's going to go out of bounds off of
Kylie, I think, but Kylie was guarding her too close.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. That's not something that we don't want an and one here at this point.
No.
With 3.1, they get it in. Three-pointer on the way by Broski is no good. It's going to be tipped out of bounds, and that's how the game will end. What a fantastic fourth quarter by the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they outscore the Stillman Valley Cardinals 16-9. That's a great fourth quarter. We'll talk about it on a post-game show as Jimmy and I will be back with the Way Insurance Services post-game show in 2 minutes. Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, I'm Sean Temple with Jimmy Carr here as we begin our Way Insurance Services post-game show. With over 30 years of experience in the insurance industry, you can trust the team at Way Insurance Services to get you the best coverage at the best rates. For health and medical insurance coverage, call Way Insurance Services at 341-0083. I think this game can be summed up best by a fan as he was walking by our broadcast location, looked up, and gave us that whole wiping the brow kind of signal.
Yeah, you give Stillman Valley, when you're on the road like that, you give them a lot of credit because they could have really cracked, but they didn't. They hung in there, and they made it tough for the Streaks. But the Streaks had a game plan, and that's why our coach has won all those games. He's the third winningest coach in the state because when the going gets tough, he knows exactly what strings to pull. in that second half. He pulled him. He called timeout in the third quarter with 4 minutes to go, and we'll ask him what he had in mind there. But Caleb became a one-man wrecking crew, which he's done so many times this year. This young lady is one of the better players, and boy, I just hope she can make it all state team. She's one of the better players you want to find downstate. She really is, and she can do so many things well. But she became that. But then her teammates got involved in the fourth quarter, led by Ellen. When the going gets tough, you want her at the line, and you want her making the big plays, too, because Ellen, in a quiet way, I don't think Coach Mellon knew about her. Otherwise, he would have, because they had that one man, a diamond in one or a box in one, and this little girl followed Sage, boy, like glue. Sage couldn't get away from her. I don't care if Sage went into the bathroom, she'd have probably followed her there. But that was a good move on it. But he didn't realize, I don't think he knew about Kaylin. He didn't know about Ellen and how Ellen can shoot those free throws. And when the going got tough, we got her the ball. She went to the line. She knocked them down under pressure. And we've been a pressure free throw shooting team all year long. We're a good free throw shooting team, but when the going gets tough, we just seem to knock them down.
Yeah, I'm with you. 67%, that's not bad in today's high school basketball game, but I would like to just single out that fourth quarter and see what our shooting percentage is in the fourth quarter. It's got to be close to, I'd say, 75 or 80.
Oh, I agree with you. I think it's been like it all year, but I think a lot of that started at Canton when we just went to the line so many times when under the pressure and made them in the fourth quarter. And, boy, I'll bet you we're 75-80% in the fourth quarter. And that can take you a long, long ways.
So many different girls to talk about in this one. We'll start in the first half. Sage Milroy hit two big threes in the first half to kind of help the streaks kind of linger around a little bit. Emily Miner with 8 points in that third quarter. And then, of course, Kayla Townsend, all four quarters on both ends of the floor. She ends up being the game high scorer with 12 and had multiple steals. But and we talked about it, and you'll talk about her more later when we hand out some hardware. But the one constant through the four quarters was Ellen Jones.
Yes, it was. It certainly was. Kayla got us there, but Ellen put the icing on the cake. When they really needed the big play and the big shot, the big free throw, we even had Sage miss one. I was hoping she'd go to the line again because I guarantee you she wasn't going to miss it again. She's just too good from the line. And I got to ask Kayla, when she went to the line, I was saying that there's no way when the going gets tough, she can really knock them down. And she hit that first one with nothing but net. But I'm going to have to ask her about that second one when it got halfway there. Her release was just exactly the same. But we can laugh at that because that young lady now is playing at a high, high level.
Let's take a look at your scoring before we get a chance to talk to head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Take a look at your Seminary Village stats. First for the Stillman Valley Cardinals, 15 points for Grace Tim. What a fantastic game by a young lady that scores 9.1 is her average on the season. And the streaks kind of took Macy Weaver away from the ballgame a little bit, doubling her and tripling her and whatnot defensively. And Grace Tim steps up with 15 points. Good ballgame by Grace Tim.
Boy, it really was. This young lady, she shot the ball well, and she just seemed to kind of take over from Weaver. But you're right, we did just a great job. Coach Massey knew how good this young lady was, and he's had to guard those kind of players throughout his coaching career, because we play a lot of teams up north with people with that kind of size that's big time, and certainly Weaver is. And so he had a game plan on her.
Weaver with 13, also 6 points for Alexa Ballard, 4 points for Maris DeLeo, and 3 points apiece for Kara Johnson and Anna Broski. Broski averaging 1 points on the season. Held her to 3 points, had one three-pointer in the third quarter. Good job on Broski.
Yeah, and she's a junior, and she handles herself well in there. And she's a good rebounder. She has a number, average about 3 assists a game, but we did a good job on her.
10 of 11 from the free throw line for the Stillman Valley Cardinals. Now looking at the Galesburg Silver Streaks, they were led by Kayla Townsell's 12 points, 10 points for Emily Miner, 9 points for Sage Milroy, 8 points for Ellen Junk, 5 points for Kylie Townsell and 3 points apiece for Megan Ligafelder and Andrea Sampson. That's your scoring today in the ballgame. Jimmy, your impressions there of game three here of the quadruple header on the PRSM.
Well, this was a win the Streaks needed coming off of this the Moline game when we had a sour taste in our mouths up there after we left Warden Fieldhouse. So they needed this win, and they needed to play against a good ball club and a team that made us play. And we frankly had to play this game, had to play like some of the best basketball we played in that second half. And that was good. This time of year, that's what you want. You want to get into these kind of games because you now start pointing for that second season because the conference is just about settled. Well, it is settled with Rock Island. Now got that. So now what we have to look forward to is getting our game into shape. And I've talked earlier about how our kids are getting so familiar with one another. And they still are. Some of the passes, if you could look at those films, man, you could see what I'm talking about, how our kids can really pass the ball to one another, knowing where they are. And our big kids, like Emily Miner now, is moving with so much confidence. Even going against a 6'3", you'd think Emily may back up. She's only a junior, but she took the ball right to her. Now, she got it blocked a couple of times, but you'd rather see that than to see her shy away and go away. And she did. Ellen did. And the twins, of course, they are all over the court anyway. But that's good to see. Andrea Sampson, you forget this lady is a sophomore. I think all of us do. The young lady is a sophomore, and yet she does not lack for any confidence at all in her game. She gets out there, she plays hard, she can jump. She can jump better than the average player her size, and she's got as good a hand as you want to find. When she grabs that ball, it's hers. So you don't want to forget her because she's doing a job. She's not scoring. Her shot is going to have to come, and it will, because of her work ethic, since she wants to succeed. And you can just tell that just looking at her. And so that shot will come around, and when it does, she's going to be something special.
Now heading this way and ready to join us here on the postgame show is the head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, Mr. Evan Massey. So I'm going to turn the postgame show over to Jimmy.
Okay. Well, Coach, you earned your money in that second half. All this salary we are paying a top-flight coach, well, you earned it in that second half, certainly. But let's talk about the start of this ball game.
That's the case, then I certainly didn't earn the money in the first half.
Well, 11-4, I would have been hollering. 11-4, though, you led after the first quarter. And then you were outscored 20-9 in that second quarter. What happened there?
Well, you know, they started switching defenses, and they did some 2-3s, some box and one. And, you know, to be honest, right now, you know, it's nice that, you know, like this coming week we'll have, with practice, we'll have Monday and Tuesday that aren't the day before a game or the day after a game. And you need those to kind of grow, that it's hard to do a lot the night before a game and stuff. And so we've got this week that way and the other. But we just, there's some things offensively struggling, and some of it's just confidence that what we've got to do is kind of get some of the kids get their shot back with them and get some of that going.
You know, you've coached against some real good players, big girls inside. You play a lot of teams up north, and they've had them through the years. This Weaver, 6'3", talk about how you had a plan to guard her, because you made it tough for her. She did score late in the game, but she got around the basket. But you had a game plan against her, and she didn't pour in a lot of points.
Well, the game plans, Ellen Chunk and Emily Miner guarding her, and then Kylie is the one giving quick help off of the other post. Today, you know, some of the problem was then the guards didn't rotate and help Kylie out, and so as a result, 22 scored more points than we would have liked. But, Ellen in particular, but Ellen and Emily both outstanding job guarding her.
You got down by many as nine in that third quarter, in the second quarter. With 4 minutes to go, you righted the ship. You called timeout. But, and then you put on your press. Tell us about that.
Well, I thought, you know, it also, I thought when we came out the second half, I thought we came out with more energy, but the problem was we couldn't score. And so as a result, we couldn't get into press, and we felt like they would have trouble with pressure. And for us, you know, then we got in the midway of it and looked out, and, you know, they were boxing one on Sage, so she wasn't, you know, able to do much offensively, and she looked tired. And Andrea looked like she was struggling a little bit then. And, you know, we went in fresh people, and, you know, Riley went in. And for her, that, you know, you always talk about as an athlete, you know, be ready when your number is called. And that's a, you know, that's a nice coaching cliche, but it's very difficult to do. But she sure fit the bill today. Came in and was, she was, I think she and Megan and Emily were kind of the group that went in there. And I think they kind of restored the rest of the team our belief that we could win.
Yeah, they offered a chance for Kayla, and you told me about it, for about 2 or 3 minutes, she becomes a one-man wrecking crew late in that third quarter, where she scored, rebounded, and stole the basketball. She, this young lady can do a lot of things when she's doing it right.
Right, and, you know, for Kayla right now, she's going through a period of time where her shot, just she isn't comfortable with her shot, and what we'll need to do is just kind of get that righted a little bit, and she'll be all right. Because, you know, the irony is, you know, you always, this time of year, you always worry about, you know, you play Bloomington, and, you know, Bloomington plays, excuse me, an aggressive man-to-man, and we struggled a little bit against it. And then you play Moline, and they play a 1-2-2 zone, and you struggle against it. And then today they defensively do something different, and you struggle a little bit. And you always worry this time of year of thinking, well, you know, people get tape, and they're going to say, oh, you know, everybody, this is what they're going to play. And, you know, the irony is what they were doing to us today is what Dunlap had tried to do to us early in the year, and we won by 30 points. And so, you know, when we get a little more bounce in our step, that I think we can punish someone for what they're doing there. But very proud of the girls today.
11 seconds to go in the ball game. You called timeout. You got a 4-point lead. What did you have in mind? What did you want them to do?
With 11, and we were inbound.
Yeah, 11 seconds to go. You had the ball inbound. You had to throw it in, but you called the timeout.
Well, the first, we just put them out there, and we ended up just put a straight line across because thought it would be easy to tell what they were in defensively if we spread it across like that, and they were man. And then what we tried to do is just set up something where the first option was Sage, and then the second option was going to be Ellen, and the third was going to be Kayla. That, you know, as you can see, the more at the end of the game, the more we can get the ball in Ellen's hands, the better off we are.
So true. Coach, you, let's talk about this tournament. It's a shootout. The fans, I find when you play these smaller towns participate, we do a pretty good job getting people here because they have a good following. And with the big schools and the small schools, looks like a pretty good mix.
It is, you know, of years ago in the mid-90s, Mike Hellenthal put together a girls' shootout, and it was we had Knoxville against Abington, and it was when Alwood and Carthage were real good, and they played each other, and Limestone and ourselves were 1 and 2 in the Peoria thing, and we really, you know, didn't open the one balcony, but kind of filled the rest up, and it was a great event and things. But that was, you know, we hit it lucky that year. The teams all panned out to be just right, and we hadn't done anything like that for years. And I said something to Mike Reynolds, and, you know, as you know, Mike isn't somebody that just thinks about it. If the thought's there, he jumps in with the action and gets it done. And so we basically, what it's evolved to is that I try and find girls' teams, he tries and find boys' team, and like you're saying, what we try to do is get a mix of some local that we think, you know, will bring fans in, and some marquee teams. Like now tonight, You look here, Alton with Eric Smith, we know will be good. St. Charles East was one of the best teams I think our boys played last year, that really good. And then the next game at, let's see, 6:30?
Yeah,
is
Rock Island.
Rock Island and Providence. And, I mean, that's going to be a great game. And then our boys finish up with Lake Forest Academy. But I was saying to somebody that, you know, it's just, you know, Galesburg, I think we still like to think of ourselves as a basketball town. And, you know, as fans, you know, a lot of it falls on there's, you know, some, you know, the younger people, you know, the people in their 20s and 30s and 40s, they come out because their kids are here and stuff, that, you know, really the people your age and my age are the ones that, you know, are historically basketball fans, that they should come out this evening and watch some of these games and just see, you know, it's pretty good high school basketball that's going to be played tonight. And it would be nice if they could come out and still get homemade soup and a Pizza Hut house sandwich and have a nice evening of watch some good basketball.
Well, it certainly will be, because Tom Eric Smith coached here, and of course Tom Siegel was one of us. He was a coach here, and he's got a good Rock Island ball club for us to watch. Well, for you though, you had you're winding it down now, and you head to Quincy on Thursday. And how will you approach things? You got a big weekend next weekend. You head to Quincy, and then you got Sterling on Saturday. Will you change your approach? How you're going to coach with the last four or five games?
No, but one of the things that's nice is, you know, with all the tournaments and things, this was the first week that we had an opportunity where you have, you know, Monday, Tuesday without games, you know, hanging over your head. You know, before, it's like we didn't have many games where we either were, you know, coming off of a game or headed into a game. And so it'll be a nice opportunity. And for us, you know, this Monday and Tuesday one, where what we can do is kind of reinvest in some of our skill work and clean up, you know, and get a little more confident offensively.
Okay. We'll see you at Quincy.
Okay. Enjoy the ride.
Never. Okay, that's Coach Evan Massey, who wins his 22nd ball game. His team goes 22-6 on the year, and they're getting ready to head to Quincy on Thursday, and we'll then head to the road on Saturday, where he plays Sterling. And almost like a doubleheader, because we play, the boys will be playing also on Thursday at St. Charles East. So I think it's St. Charles East, isn't it?
St. Charles East, yeah. Actually, it's the team playing right now.
Yeah.
You know, that they're taking on Alton. Alton, of course, head coached by former Galesburg and Monmouth. I forgot he spent some time in Monmouth as well. Galesburg and Monmouth assistant coach Eric Smith.
So yeah, I forgot ties. Eric yeah. was. He was over there with... the head coach. Who
He was over there with head coach Chuck Grant for a while on his staff.
And wasn't he at the Monmouth staff, the college staff too?
With, he very well might have been.
Yeah, he was.
Very well might have been, yeah.
With a young man from the Peoria area when he was coaching over there. I can't remember his name right now. But
paid his dues, and now he's got a pretty good gig here with Alton. He had a nice run a couple years ago, that's for sure.
Oh, you bet. And he's got talent down there. And Eric knows how to coach. He's from a coaching family. His dad coached in Iowa and with him, and his dad had a lot of success in Iowa. So Eric knows how to coach.
All right, let's hand out some hardware and set the stage for tonight's game at 7:45. It's our Carl Sandburg College Player of the Game.
Well, that's easy. We've talked about her, Ellen Junk. Ellen probably passed her up enough because she just gets out there and does her job in such a quiet way. But she gets the job done. And when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. And she got going this afternoon when she needed to make those big free throws. She made them. When she made the hit, the big rebound, and the good pass, she did it. So she is the player of the game.
And a very good decision as well. I concur. For excellence, collaboration, integrity, and respect, Carl Sandburg College, your future awaits. Ellen Junk, your player of the game. All right, tonight, three games down here on the quadruple header on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. We got one left. It's the Galesburg boys. Intriguing matchup with Lake Forest Academy tonight.
Yeah, it really is. Lake Forest Academy, we'll be talking to their head coach, Coach Matt Vaughn, and it's an interesting school. They got kids from all over the world, frankly. They got 20 kids from different states, 20 states, and they got 28 countries that's represented at the school. So it'll be interesting to see. A couple of the kids we'll see from Canada, from Toronto, that's on the ball club. So we'll find out a lot about the academy.
That's going to be an interesting chat with the head coach, Matt Vaughn. I'm looking forward to that one, with your chat with him. You can hear that at 7:25 tonight. The scheduled tip-off is 7:45. Right now, everything's been going as scheduled, so we'll plan on a 7:25 pregame show tonight on the Prairie Radio Sports Network right here on Oldies 1590 WAIK. Game three is in the books. The Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Stillman Valley Cardinals 50-44 in girls basketball, joining the Monmouth Roseville boys and girls this afternoon, getting a win as well. So 3-0 Prairie Radio Sports Network teams here at the BSN Shootout. We'll take a little break. We'll get something to eat and come back for Galesburg Silver Streak boys basketball at 7:25. For Jimmy Carr, also Will Best, producing this broadcast this afternoon. We'll be back at 7:25. Till then, folks, have a great night.